Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. We made it inside. Wojo is, you know what are?
My face fell off.
You're like that rump roast that was kept in the freezer a little bit too long, and you're like thawing out right now. Yeah, it's got like the crust, you know, on it or whatever.
It wasn't so bad. I'm worried more about leaving when the sun goes down. And it's not even the coldest day tomorrow is, but it'll be heated up in the arena. You got the Pistons. You got the Greek guy, the freak guy.
Yes.
You've got the owner, apparently, Tom Gouris, will be in attendance.
How do you pronounce the Greek freak's name?
Antanaki Okubo.
The closest attempt I've heard so far. Okay, cool. Yeah. Anyway.
And we don't think that's a precursor to anything with Gouris.
I think it means something.
Well, the trade deadline is a little over a week away, so there's nothing wrong with getting together and like, what are we thinking? But I don't think it means they're announcing anything today.
What if Gouris gets here, he meets with Stefanski, and he's like, wait a minute, we're out of the playoff picture right now?
No,
but he just hasn't been monitoring anything.
Hi, I'm Tom. Who are you? I'm Ed. What if they do like the old Austin Jackson thing with the Tigers? Timeout, second quarter. Griffin gets up off the bench, waves to the crowd.
The crowd's smart enough to understand.
And heads down the tunnel.
Oh, man.
What if that happens?
God.
Can you be traded during a game like you can in the Major League Baseball?
I don't think
so. No, I don't think so either.
And if there is an agreement in place, though, and it gets out that there's an agreement, but it's not official until after the game, but say it's tweeted during the game, that would be wild.
Okay, this is pure irresponsible speculation, by the way, because there's no indication that they're interested in trading Blake Griffin.
No.
The indication is what would they do with the others? Andre Drummond,
yes.
Reggie Jackson, Reggie Bullock,
please
Ish
leave.
Smith,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
So we're being irresponsible there, but it is kind of curious that the owner would be in town.
Let me ask you this. We don't have a whole lot of time. Pistons, Bucks coming your way here in just a little bit. But I thought about this last night because Blake Griffin was asked by local reporters his thoughts on Anthony Davis and requesting a trade and trying to force his way out of New Orleans, to go out to Los Angeles and join LeBron James. And Griffin basically said, it's players' right. Teams can do whatever they want. So, I don't have any issue with that. You got to deal with the backlash and all that. But, that's a part of the deal. What's coming when you do it. If Blake Griffin pulled an Anthony Davis here in Detroit, he gave Detroit a year of his time. Had a great season. Maybe it's this offseason. Maybe it's a trade deadline. You get a report that Blake Griffin has requested a trade, is trying to get out of Detroit. Do you think the Pistons are so embarrassing as an organization, and people understand just how bad it is, would anyone be mad at Blake Griffin for forcing his way out? Or would they understand?
Well, I think most people would understand. And it would be totally dependent on what you got for him.
Of course.
If he does it in a way that they have no leverage whatsoever and can't get anything for him, I think that would piss people off. And Anthony Davis,
you'd be able to get something, though.
Anthony Davis is sort of doing that to the Pelicans a little bit, right?
A little.
And this is my thing, too, about the players asking for trades and wanting to play together and these super teams and stuff. I know we've been down that road. That's nothing
what
new.
What happened to loyalty in sports?
Yeah, see, I've never – I kicked the L word out a long time ago, the loyalty word. But here's the word I'm not going to use, the sympathy word. Like, I heard Blake Griffin say it and Anthony Davis, like, we deserve the right – to play where we want to. Anybody can cut it. We deserve that. Oh, come on. You're making $35 million a year. Hold the sympathy card. You're right. If you want to get, you know, criticized, if you want to be branded like Kevin Durant,
yeah,
jumping aboard, even though the Lakers wouldn't be that, but jumping aboard a bandwagon or a train. If you want to be branded that way, fine, but do not play the sympathy card. Teams can do it. Why can't we? I have more sympathy for the ninth or 10th or 11th guy on the bench on an NBA team who shuttled back and forth to the G League.
Kalen Lucas.
Two-way contract, 10-day contract. Woo, woo. Doesn't matter. Where these guys, again, yes, I agree. They're entitled to use whatever's at their disposal. I don't want to hear, and I'm not saying they're whining, and Blake Griffin wasn't whining the other day, but he was sort of talking about, well, players, teams don't show loyalty, players.
Well, and so, of course,
he got screwed by the Lakers.
Yeah,
Clippers,
and that's
too,
the thing.
Right?
He's speaking more about his situation and what happened, you know, a year ago today, actually. Happy anniversary to Blake Griffin. I'm sure he's going to be celebrating that tonight. Yeah,
it is.
Probably very excited to be here a year later. So then two things, okay, and the phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. One, if Blake Griffin pulled an Anthony Davis and wanted to force his way out of Detroit, would you understand or would you rake the guy over the coals? But also, are you kind of with Wojo here that, I mean, is it bad for the NBA, bad for the league that all these guys continue to move around, that they continue to team up with other stars? Because it basically cuts off 20 other NBA teams from having any chance at winning a title.
I told you, I presented the numbers a week ago to you, that NBA ratings for the regular season.
You know, you love bringing this up.
Are down 22% on TV. And I know
there's many reasons for that, okay?
They'll be fine once you get to the playoffs, I suppose.
Maybe the second round.
But the key is, you got to get LeBron in the playoffs.
Yes.
The Lakers are not in there right now. So that's why the NBA tacitly, like, a $50,000 fine for Anthony Davis. But go ahead and go to L.A. Go ahead. Go trade him to L.A., please. That we need somebody to get LeBron into the playoffs. But overall, from an overall standpoint, of course it damages it. I mean, Milwaukee's watching the Greek Freak. How long is he going to stay in Milwaukee?
Forever.
You think so?
I think he's a different – he's a unique animal.
Okay. That's cute.
I think he's,
that's cute when you show your naivete. That's,
no, I really do think that.
Adorable.
Like, he's a guy that came from, you know, a different country and is experiencing, you know, American life and all this. And the Bucks gave him a chance. And it's not like he was a top three or top five pick, this hyped guy that, you know, came in. He was number 15 overall. And the Bucks have given him a lot of help and a lot of talent around him. I can see a scenario where he stays. He's weird. He's like Kawhi Leonard. He's just odd.
Okay, and Kawhi Leonard didn't stay.
He didn't, but if he stayed in Toronto, I wouldn't be surprised because he's
okay,
just different.
Okay, but he forced his way out of San Antonio.
Understand.
And embarrassed like a Hall of Fame coach. And just listen, and I have nothing against him, but don't, you of all people, do not go mushy naivety.
I think he'll be there.
Me.
I think
every
he stays.
Every single superstar in the NBA, I'm now convinced, at some point will force his way somewhere or be moved somewhere. Every single one.
See,
the only one who might not might be Steph Curry. He might be the only one.
He is an exception. He's just, but he also got his money finally.
Yeah.
You know, he was one, he like put it aside, put his pride aside. He wasn't playing as big a role as he probably could have. But now he's making his $40 million a year, and he'll be in the Bay Area, you know, for life. But 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Let's go to Jeff. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, I was just saying the same thing to your call screener. You know, reduce the NBA teams to 12, to maybe 20 teams. The big market teams are where everybody wants to go. It's absolutely ridiculous. As a matter of fact, Golden State was absolutely off the charts until this phenomena, as far as their team is concerned. Nobody
well, they
was
did
ever
it right.
at Golden State. And
well, no, they drafted them, Jeff. Yeah.
And my thing is, too, is that if you're going to give these players all this power and if they're going to sit and or not play at all or demand this and demand it, I do think that the smaller teams or the smaller markets are going to crumble and we'll never see a smaller team ever.
Well, it's got to be done right, Jeff, and that's the thing. That's why we get on the Pistons so much and appreciate the call, is because you have to do it through the draft. Even the Milwaukee Bucks, I mean, what they've been able to do with a guy like Thon Maker, even a DJ Wilson playing a role, Malcolm Brogdon was a second-round pick. They have a bunch of guys that they drafted. That's the only way a small-market team can have success.
True, but you have to time it so that when they develop into superstars, you can keep them.
Yes.
Both financially and because they want to stay.
And the Warriors were able to do it because the Bay Area is one of the nicest places ever to live. But they drafted Steph Curry, they drafted Klay Thompson, they drafted Draymond Green. They did a hell of a job.
Cleveland's an anomaly because they lucked into LeBron James, and he stayed there and then came back and gave him a title and departed again. The Pistons are an anomaly, winning in 89-90 and then in 2004 because of drafting and smart trade.
Isaiah Thomas, smart trade of Bill Laimbeer.
That's totally it. I don't see who can do that again. I don't see, you know, Memphis, with they're going to build around Jaren Jackson going forward for a few. By the time he's ready to get paid big time, they'll have to move on.
The odds are stacked against you. But the NBA is working to try and make it easier. The Supermax deal is something that, although it's been kind of laughed at here the last couple of years, you know that the NBA is going to be trying here moving forward to further enhance, you know, and further incentivize a player staying.
But it's hard because they've already done that, and players make so much money.
I know.
They're willing to take $50 million less to go somewhere.
And they make more off the court and in endorsements and all the deals that they have. I know. It's very depressing. I mentioned that last night. There is a feeling of hopelessness if you're in a smaller sports market. Now, we have four professional teams. It's great, but it's still Detroit. Like, there aren't a lot of people that really want to live here. There aren't people that are going to sign here in free agency. It's just, that's the reality of the situation.
Keep hope alive.
248-539-9797. That's your job. Ticket text is at 97136. If Blake Griffin pulled an Anthony Davis and forced his way out of Detroit, would you understand or would you be pissed? And are you with Woj that, you know, all these guys forcing their way out of these cities to go sign elsewhere and, you know, make big money, is it bad for business, bad for the NBA? 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.